Good evening. It's good to see everyone. I hope that something that I've prepared to speak to you tonight will help you in some way, and that it will be beneficial and helpful to each one of us as we go forth and we continue to live our everyday lives. What I've prepared to talk to you about this evening is something that I struggle with, and then something that I believe almost everyone struggles with, and that is keeping your tongue. Every day we speak with others, we speak to others, we speak about others, but does what we say stay in keeping with what God's word is and what he wants us to do? Our tongues often can become unruly, and we say things that we should not. James says in James 3 that the tongue cannot be tamed. In James 3, verses 8 through 12, it says, "But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh." All these things mentioned in this passage should not be together and cannot be together. Everything in this list is a problem and compares to the way that our speech often is. We praise God every week. We come here and we serve him. But as soon as we leave, or even sometimes while we're here, we say something about a brother that shouldn't be said. We gossip about someone in the world. We say something hateful. And the list can go on and on. How many times do you find yourself saying something hurtful without even really thinking about it? Psalm 34, verses 13 through 14 says, "Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it." So what do we do? James says we can't tame the tongue, but we're supposed to keep our tongue from evil. So what do we do? Tonight I want to look at a couple of things that I think will help us if we put them into practice of what we need to do to better our speech and increase our ability to keep our tongue. There are several ways to be careful about our speech. We need to be careful what we say and what we do, taking our time and putting Christ first. So, first we need to realize what we need to avoid in our speech. Paul told the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 20, he was talking about returning to them after his journeys, and he didn't want them to be doing certain things. And most of these that he mentions in 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 20 are things that can come out of your mouth and come from your tongue. He says, "For I fear lest when I come I shall not find you such as I would, and that I shall be found unto you such as ye would not, lest there be debates, envyings, wraths, strifes, backbitings, whisperings, swellings, tumults." Each one of these could come in the form of speech. Starts with debates, arguing, envying, wishing something on someone or wanting something that someone has, wrath, being angry, strife, again, arguing, backbiting, punching someone in the back with your words as soon as they turn around, whisperings, gossip, swellings and tumults, just loud, angry talk. These are the things we need to avoid. And in order to do that, we need to wait, and we need to be careful when we speak. We don't need to rush into things. Take your time and be careful. Proverbs 18 and verse 13 says, "He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him." How many times have you been talking to someone, and they start telling you a problem that they're going through, and they get about halfway through, and you start explaining to them what they need to do? I know I do it all the time. But that's not something we need to do. We need to listen. We need to take them into consideration, and we need to think about their problem, and then we need to address whatever needs to be done. James 1 and verse 19 says that we need to listen first. It says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath." So when something's being said, listen. And don't speak until you've heard the full details. And when we do speak, we got to do it in a way that will serve Christ and that will be in accordance to His Word. James 1 and verse 26 says that if we aren't careful when we speak, it's as if our religion wasn't even in existence. It doesn't matter. James 1 verse 26 says, "If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain." If we can't keep our tongue, and if we can't be polite, our religion is worthless. What we do every week, what we say we are doing as Christians, it doesn't matter if we can't keep our tongue. So in order to further the odds of saying and doing righteously and increase our ability to serve God with our words and keep our tongue, we need to try to cleanse our mind first. We need to fill our mind with good things in order to leave less of the bad for our mind, for our tongue to pick up on and use. Because we can ruin everything with our mouths. When we do speak, there are many things that we can say that are not right. In Mark 7 and verses 20 through 23, Christ speaking, talking about what can actually harm a man, he says, "That which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man." You know, he was talking to the Jews, and they thought from the old law that it was things from the outside that were unclean, that was what could defile a man. Christ is telling them it's what's within. It's what you think and it's what you do that defiles you. And many people think of us as is described by the way we talk. If we talk good, many people will think of us as that a good person. But if we use foul language and we talk bad about people, people will know us as a backbiter and a slanderer. Now, whatever you think about is what you'll talk about. Whenever I'm worried about something, and I know y'all have all seen this, because when I'm worried about something, I'm going to tell people. And so before I went to Spain not too long ago, I was telling everybody. It worried me, and it was on my mind, and it was what I was thinking about, and so that's what came out in my speech. Luke 6 and verse 45 talks about this and about how our words come from the heart. In Luke 6 and verse 45, it says, "A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh." There can be good and bad from this. If you use foul language your whole life, and that's what's in your mind, it may be troublesome for you. And you may be trying to get rid of it, but it still slips out every now and then because it's still in your mind. But that can also come from being around people who use it. Evil company corrupts good morals, and it can corrupt our language too. But this can help us as well, Because if we have good things on our mind, then that's what we'll speak. We need to try to fill our mind with the good things. Revelations 14 and verse 5. Revelations 14 and verse 5, it says, "And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God." And then in Titus 2, verses 7 through 8, Paul is talking to Titus and explaining to him what he needs to do. Titus 2, verses 7 and 8, it says, "In all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you." If we fill our mind with the good things, and we speak those things, and we have that sound speech, those that are in the world that are trying to tell us that we're wrong, and those that are coming at us trying to hurt us or slander us in some way as Christians, they won't have anything to say against us if our speech and our entire what we do and say is right with God. If everything is right, then they cannot do anything against us. So we need to study God's Word. And we need to study and fill our mind with the things of the Word so that we can answer to any man that comes against us. 1 Peter 3, verses 8 through 15, Peter's talking about making sure that our minds are ready to answer for the hope that is within us. In 1 Peter 3, verses 8 through 15, it says, "Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you, if ye be followers of that which is good? But and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear." What better way to keep our tongue and to fill our mind with good than the study of the Word? If we have the Word of God in our hearts, and if we can fill our hearts with the way to explain to others why we believe what we believe and why we have this hope of a home in heaven someday, if we can have that, then we shouldn't have much trouble with our tongues. Now, this study can't ever stop. In 2 Timothy 4, verses 1 through 4, Paul is telling Timothy that he must continuously study. We need to fill our minds and keep them full with the Word of God, because as long as we keep that Word in our minds, that will be on the forefront, and that's what we'll be able to talk about. In 2 Timothy 4, verses 1 through 4, it says, "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables." Luke 6 and verse 45 told us that we needed that out of the good treasure of the heart, we would be able to speak. And we need to know the Word, and we need to have that Word in our hearts, so that we can turn the gainsayers, and we can turn those people who are looking for the easy way out. There are many people in this world today, and have been for a long time, who have turned away from the truth and sought fables, because it was easier to hear. But we have the truth, and we need to study it so that we can teach others, and so we can bring them to Christ. And that is what we need to use our tongue for, is to spread the word and bring others to Christ. Our tongue can still betray us and cause many troubles for us. But if we do our best to listen and think before we speak, we'll have a better chance of making it easier on ourselves. We don't need to be thinking of the best way to put someone down, but we need to decide how best to answer with the Word of God and according to God's will. What we think about is where our tongue will go. So we need to keep that word close to our hearts and minds so that we're ready always both to give an answer and to teach the word so that our religion is not vain. Tonight, if you have not been baptized and started the walk with Christ, you're missing out. And I ask you to change that tonight. Or if you are a Christian and you're struggling with things like this, that your tongue is running away with you, and you need the help of the church to either increase your knowledge and study so that you won't have as much trouble, or just to pray for you and pray with you. If there's one of either class that needs the help of the church, we'd ask you to come forward and have a seat on the front pew while we stand and sing.